A large chunk of the U.S. is shivering in what meteorologists are calling the coldest temperatures in a generation. Bundle up, because that's where we're starting today's edition of CNN 10. I'm Carla Zeus, and I'm thankful to be inside the CNN Center. On Wednesday morning, about 80% of the continental U.S. saw temperatures below freezing. If they all stepped outside at once, more than 224 million people would have felt it. And over the next couple days, temperatures are expected to stay that way for most of the country. In many places, it actually feels colder than what thermometers say it is. That's because of the wind chill, the temperature combined with wind speed. At International Falls, Minnesota, the wind chill registered more than 60 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. That's less than 10 degrees away from an all-time record. Wednesday night, Chicago, Illinois was expected to tie its record of 27 degrees below zero. That's colder than some parts of Antarctica were expected to be. And experts expected that records would be broken from the Midwest to the Northeast to some parts of the South. In the coldest places, we're talking about you guys in Minnesota and Iowa, forecasters say frostbite injuries can occur in just 5 minutes to exposed skin. The most common places that happens are on the fingers, toes, ears, nose, cheeks, and chin. The National Weather Service is telling people where the wind chill is negative 50 to stay inside. This cold snap has been linked to at least 5 deaths this week, but forecasters say it should be over by this weekend.